Inshallah, we'll have a very brief lesson of hadith taking place from Riyadh al-Salihin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin khatamin nabiyyin, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah, many respected brothers and elders, we were continuing through the chapter titled Babu Birril Walidain wa Silatir Rahim, the chapter wherein Imam An-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi discusses those ahadith pertaining to dealing with one's parents, fulfilling the rights of one's parents, and similarly fulfilling the rights of one's family members. So we've covered a couple of hadith, so inshallah I'm just going to continue from where we left off. The next hadith is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who mentions that qala rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he states, inna Allah ta'ala khalaqa al-khalqa hatta idha faragha minhum qamat ar-rahimu faqalat hadha maqamu al-a'idhi bika min al-qati'a, qala na'am, ama tardayna an asila man wasalaka wa aqta'a man qata'aka, qalat bala, qala fadhalika laki. ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اقرأوا إن شئتم فهل عسيتم إن توليتم أن تفسدوا في الأرض وتقطعوا أرحامكم أولئك الذين لعنهم الله فأصمهم وأعمى أبصارهم. متفق عليه. So this hadith is narrated by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi, and many ahadith are going to follow which are going to be have the similar theme. Remember, in this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi is either bringing those ahadith which relate to treating one's parents with goodness and fulfilling the rights of one's parents, or he is going to bring ahadith related to general family members. He has brought them together because there are just the chapter of parents is such a lengthy chapter. There are so much virtues and fada'il, hadith and Quran talks about the importance of one's parents, fulfilling the rights of one's parents. But then alongside that, he's brought the chapter of fulfilling the rights of your family members as well, which is also a very lengthy chapter. This is what makes this chapter quite long. So in this hadith, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is narrating that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created the creation, حَتَّى إِذَا فَرَغَ مِنْهُمْ, after He had completed creating the creation, قَامَتِ الرَّحِمِ, then family ties, so this family ties, relationships, bond, it stood up, meaning Allah Ta'ala gave it a form. Some ulama have mentioned, others have mentioned that fulfilling family ties is an action, and this action cannot have a form. So what this means is that an angel stood up in the place of that, meaning an angel stood up and said, had this conversation. And he said that هذا مقام العائذ بك من القطيع. So family ties stood up and he said, oh Allah, we seek your protection from those who break us. So this family ties, establishing family ties, it stood up and it said, oh Allah, we seek your protection from those who break us. قال نعم. Allah Ta'ala said, of course, meaning anyone who breaks you, I will deal with them. Meaning anyone who destroys family ties, tarnishes family ties, I will deal with them. أَمَا تَرْضَيْنَ أَنْ أَصِلَ مَنْ وَصَلَكْ وَأَقْطَعَ مَنْ قَطَعَكْ. Now this part is very important. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, now remember this hadith is narrated by both Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim. He mentions that Allah Ta'ala said, are you not pleased with the fact that I will join those who join you? Meaning, I will bless and I will have shower mercy upon those who join you, those who maintain family ties. وَأَقْطَعَ مَنْ قَطَعَكْ, and I will cut off those who cut you. Meaning those people who disregard family ties. I don't need to speak to this person in my family. Every time he looks at me in a funny way. He is always talking bad about me behind my back. Do you not know what he did this to me on this certain day, and he's done that to me on that day? So we hold on to these grudges, and because of these grudges, we don't talk to many of our close family members. We just cut ties with them. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, وَأَقْطَعْ مَنْ قَطَعَكْ, those who cut you, meaning those who cut family ties, I will also cut them. Meaning I will remove my mercy and my blessings from them. I will leave them alone, on their own. I will not help them, I will not assist them. Ulama have interpreted this in many different ways. Meaning the importance of maintaining family ties. And remember, like I keep mentioning, inshallah, hadith are going to come. Maintaining family ties does not mean tit for tat. If someone is good to me, I will be good to them. Rather, it means even if someone tries to break away from me, my family member does not want anything to do with me, I still go and I still try and جہاں لوگ میرے ساتھ بگاڑ رہے ہیں, رشتہ داری کو بگاڑ رہے ہیں, میں اس کو جوڑنے کی کوشش کر رہا ہوں. دس از واٹ اٹ مینس. پیپل آر ٹرائنگ ٹو بریک دا فیملی ٹائز اینڈ آئی ایم ٹرائنگ ٹو جوائن دا فیملی ٹائز. دس از واٹ دس حدیث مینس. قالت بلا. So Allah Ta'ala is saying to the family ties, are you not pleased with the fact that I will join those who join you and I will cut those who cut you? قَالَتْ بَلَىٰ. So the family ties, it stood up and he said, of course, O Allah, indeed I am happy with this. قَالَ فَذَلِكَ لَكْ. Then Allah Ta'ala said, this is for you, meaning this is what will happen. ثُمَّ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَمَ. Thereafter the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم stated, اِقْرَأُوا إِن شِئْتُمْ. You can all read if you want, meaning you can all recite this verse if you want. فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the people, those who are Muslims, and he's saying that, look, if you left Islam and you turned away, then what would you go back to doing? So it's possible that if you leave Islam and you turn away from the religion, then أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, you will go back to causing corruption upon the earth, وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ, and cutting family ties. Meaning this is a quality of the non-Muslims. This is a quality of the disbelievers. That first of all, they cause corruption upon the earth. They do not pay any attention to the laws of Allah, the commands of Allah. They break the commands of Allah. Secondly, they disregard family ties. I mean, look, we live in a non-Muslim country. Look, the children grow up. As soon as the children are at an age of understanding, they walk out of their parents' home. And then the parents, tu jane tera kaam jane. You are on your own and I am on my own. And when the parents are old, put them in the old people's home. There's no ounce of, you know, regret or remorse that my parents, I'm putting them in an old parent's home. Whereas this is the age where I am supposed to gain all the reward from my parents. You know, in all the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam talks about the rights of the parents and Jannah lies under the feet of the mother, it's all to do with the old age. Because this is when they need us. Because this is their time of kamzori. This is their time of weakness. In our time of kamzori and weakness when we were children, they looked after us. So it's only right that in their time of weakness and in their time of need, we look after them. That's why in the Quran, the main ayat which talks about fulfilling the rights of one's parents, what does Allah Ta'ala say? وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرِ. If any one of your parents, your father or your mother reaches old age, then the rights are mentioned. Meaning after old age, this is the difficult time. When your father is young, when your mother is young, you know, many times you don't need to have that patience with what they say. Because they're on the same kind of wavelength as you. They're saying, they're understanding. When they're old, many times they say things, they don't know what they're saying. It doesn't make sense what they're saying. Many times they will call you, come here, and they will forget what they had to say to you. Many times they will give you a whole lecture which does not make any sense. Because he's an old person, she's an old lady, and it happens a lot. At that time, patience is required. At that time, kindness and affection is required. At a time when you really want to snap, say, I don't have time for this. You're always just telling me this. You're always going on. So this is why, so I was saying, so this is what the non-Muslims in this country that we live in, we see. When the parents go to an old age, give them to old people's home. My mother, she used to work in old people's home. She says that, you know, some of these women, some of these parents who are in the old people's home, their children do not come for months. And on Mother's Day, they send them a card. On Father's Day, they send them a card with the post. They don't come throughout the entire year to see them. And on Father's Day, Mother's Day, they get a card to the post. She says, these old people, they read the card and they cry. They say, my son is so busy that even on Father's Day, he cannot come and see me. He's sending me a card instead. And they die like this. They die like this, their children have nothing to do with them. And after the parents are dead, the children come and they cry and go, oh my father, oh my mother. But there was no expression of love. So parents need to show, parents need to see this love from us. We cannot just say, I'm here, if my parents need me, I can do something, you know, but otherwise I'm not going to go and express my love. We need to express love. We need to tell our parents that we love you. We need to show them that affection. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that even to smile at the face of your parents, the reward is mentioned. Who knows the reward? Smiling at the face of one's parents. Muskarat. Ji. Iska sawab kya hai? Iska ajr kya hai? An accepted hajj and umrah. Someone who smiles at the face of their father or their mother and cheers them up and makes them happy, the reward is an accepted hajj and umrah. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do this every single day for those whose parents are alive to do this. And not to, you know, we don't do these things when they're alive and when they're gone, and that's when we regret. Allah Ta'ala has given us the blessing of our parents. As long as they're around, we need to treasure them. They are our Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, your parents are either your Jannah or your Jahannam. If you treat your parents well, then you'll get to Jannah, and if you disregard them and mistreat them, then you're going to go to Jahannam. There's only one way or the other way. Allah Ta'ala give us the correct understanding. Inshallah, we'll do the next hadith. Again, the next hadith is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who mentions that Ja'a rajulun ila Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi sallam faqala ya Rasulullah. A person came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi sallam and he said, O Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, man ahaqqun nasi bi husni sahabati. Who has, out of all of the people, who has the greatest right of my companionship? Who should I spend the most time with? Who should I spend the most time with? Qala ummuk. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, your mother. Out of all of the people, the most time you should give is to your mother. She has the greatest right of your suhbat, of your companionship. Qala thumma man. Then the sahabi said, then he asked, who is after my mother? Who is the next person who deserves the greatest right of my companionship and me spending time with them? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, qala ummuk. He said, your mother. Second time, said your mother. Qala thumma man. Thereafter the sahabi said, ya Rasulullah, who is the next person who deserves the most time from myself, that I spend the most time with them? Qala ummuk. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated for the third time, your mother. Meaning three times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give your time, your spare time to your mother. Sit with her, you know, show her that you're there for her. Be a shoulder for her to lean on. Let her express all of her sorrows to you. Let her express her worries to you. Listen to her. Give her your suhbat. What we do is we give our suhbat to our friends. And our mother, we go in to see 5 minutes and we think, okay, we go. So suhbat should be given to the mother. A time should be spent with her. Whether it's, you know, we should give a significant amount of time to our mothers so that they feel that we're actually there for them. Not that we only come and see them when we can. Qala thumma man. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahabi asked the question, ya Rasulullah, who is the next person who deserves the most time from me? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered by saying, qala abuk. He said, your father. So your father. Four times the sahabi said, ya Rasulullah, who should I spend the most time with? Who should I treat the best? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your mother, and then your father. Fourth time. And that's why the ulama mentioned that, look, the reason is because the mother is, she's a woman, and she has emotions, and she is weak, and she is soft, and she needs you there as a support. Father just needs you to be there whenever he needs you. Can you do this for me? Can you get this thing done for me? You know, this is what the father requires. Father doesn't need you sitting there all day long with him. He doesn't need that from you. He doesn't want that from you. Rather, by doing that, he might become annoyed with you. Do you have nothing else to do? But your mother, she will want you to sit there all day long if you can. If you leave all your work, come and sit here in front of me so I can look at you. I can touch your hand. I can touch your face. I can give you a kiss. I can listen to you. I can talk to you. Your mother could do this all day long, all day, all night long. Here and there she might need a bit of a break, but this is the nature of the mother. And that's why the ulama mentioned this. The mother requires a lot of care, requires a lot of affection, requires a lot of softness from us, a lot of companionship. Father does not require so much companionship. All father requires is a time of need, time of difficulty. I'm there, you're there for the father, this is all that matters. But at the same time, the father's rights are very important, but it's the personality difference. The father is a man, the mother is a woman, so naturally she requires so much more care and so much more love and so much more affection. And we'll do one more hadith, inshallah, and we'll stop. Again, the next hadith is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, who narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, رَغِمَ أَنْفُ ثُمَّ رَغِمَ أَنْفُ ثُمَّ رَغِمَ أَنْفُ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ أَبَوَيْهِ عِنْدَ الْكِبَرِ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَمْ يُدْخِلِ الْجَنَّةِ رواه مسلم. Hadith is narrated by Imam Muslim, rahmatullahi alayhi, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated, رَغِمَ أَنْفُ. May that person be disgraced. رَغِمَ means to be rubbed in dust, and أَنْفُ means nose. May your nose be rubbed in dust. So when is a person's nose rubbed in dust? When they fall to the ground. So you fall low, meaning you fall low from izzat, from respect, meaning you are disgraced, humiliated. Some ulama mean that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is doing dua for disgrace, for humiliation, for zillat. Three times, رَغِمَ أَنْفُ, رَغِمَ أَنْفُ, رَغِمَ أَنْفُ. May that person be disgraced and humiliated. May that person be disgraced and humiliated. May that person be disgraced and humiliated. Who? مَنْ أَدْرَكَ أَبَوَيْهِ عِنْدَ الْكِبَرِ. That person who finds one of his parents in old age. That person who finds one of his parents in old age. He's alive and one of his parents have reached old age. أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. One of them or both of them. Meaning that person who's either one of his parents have reached old age or both of his parents have reached old age, فَلَمْ يَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ, still this person cannot enter Jannah. What is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying? He's saying, May Allah humiliate and disgrace that person whose parents have reached old age, but still that person, he cannot enter Jannah. Meaning if your parents have reached old age and you serve them well, you are guaranteed to go to Jannah. If your parents have reached old age and you serve them well and you fulfill their rights, this is your golden ticket to Jannah. But if you do not serve your parents well, then you do not go to Jannah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, may this person be disgraced and humiliated. Some ulama have explained that raghima anfu can also mean, may this person be destroyed. May Allah ta'ala destroy this person. May destruction befall this person. Either way, this dua is a dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 3 times he said, raghima anfu, raghima anfu, raghima anfu. May his nose be rubbed in dust. May he be disgraced. May he be destroyed. Someone who finds one of his parents in old age or both of his parents in old age, but still he cannot serve them well. Still he cannot serve them well and still he cannot enter Jannah. May Allah ta'ala destroy this person. Allah ta'ala protect us from these du'as and Allah ta'ala give us all the ability to fulfill the rights of our parents. Inshallah, everyone ready to do this? And those of us whose parents have passed away, we need to do plenty of du'a for them. And this is the ulama mentioned, because even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was born a yatim. His father had passed away before he was born. His mother passed away at the tender age of 6 years old. His mother had passed away. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not have the affection of both of his parents over him. And this was more of a reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized to the ummah that treasure your parents. And the people who were the substitute parents for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his uncle Abu Talib, Halima Sa'diyah, and all of the radiallahu anha, and all of these other people, we see how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved them and respected them. He would call Halima Sa'diyah Ummi, oh my mother. Out of love and respect. So the people, because they fulfilled these roles in his life, the role of the father, the role of the mother. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized this many, many times. So unfortunately, we're living in a day and an age where we're seeing that the rights of parents are being disregarded. Children, of course, children are children. Children are children. Children say things. Children are disrespectful. Children are rude. We all know this. Our own children do this. But the problem is when we get to an age of maturity, how are we behaving with our parents who Allah Ta'ala has given us, who have reached old age, and then you get married, and then you have a wife, and then you need to fulfill the rights of your wife, but at the same time we cannot disregard the rights of the parents. They are more important than the rights of the wife. But a person needs to be wise. A person needs to have wisdom. Because if you don't have wisdom, then you are, unfortunately, going to be in a lot of trouble. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and understanding. SubhanAllah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.